Welcome to Sunday Stillness, a few minutes each week to meditate on one idea that will bring us closer to who we want to become. I was scrolling along, as you do when you're wasting time, as I do, and I was scrolling through my feed when one sentence in a lengthy caption caused me to literally gasp out loud. So it was in the caption of a post of my friend Jerry Lynn Clifford. Jerry Lynn is a Secret Stuff member, my Patreon community, so I've gotten to know her a little bit there. She was also a guest in the Friendship series last year, talking about a very painful friendship breakup. Well, about 6 months ago, unfortunately, while Jerry Lynn was traveling, her beautiful home burned down. And so online, she has been chronicling a little bit, well, obviously the devastation of that, but also as they're rebuilding their home after the fire. And this was a post that was like a progress post. It was actually an image of like poured foundation. And she was giving some updates in the caption. And one of the things that she said was, I'm going to read it to you verbatim. I'll also link to this post in the show description so that you can see it yourself. But the post sort of goes on to talk about the plumber and the electrician. And then she says, while these photos aren't super exciting, they are signs of progress. I learned to stop praying for patience. Instead, pray for resolution. And I was like, what? Because she's had some frustrations along the way with, you know, construction timelines and things like that. And that sentence, I learned to stop praying for patience and instead pray for resolution. No one has ever given me that message before, ever. I get so many messages from childhood on about how patience is the best virtue. And I understand why we think patience is a virtue. Of course it is. And of course we need sort of strength and fortitude in so many situations in our life that require patience, that require waiting, that require not knowing. I think no one had ever given me permission to say, let's be done waiting. We are done with this phase. Let's attempt to bring a resolution. That is what we want. We don't want to sit in the unknowing anymore. Now, listen, I know that that might be our feelings. Like we might have all felt very clearly, I don't want to sit in this unknowing anymore. But then I don't know about you, but my self-talk immediately goes to talking myself out of feeling that feeling, talking myself out of demanding a resolution to anything. And instead, I talk myself right back into patience is my friend. Patience is what will bring the resolution. This other option of saying, no, I'm going to ask the universe or God or the contractor for resolution instead of leaning solely on patience and letting things unfold. I don't think that asking the universe for resolution is keeping it from unfolding. That it can be part of the unfolding, in fact. But I feel like sometimes when I see a message turned on its head like this that we just don't usually get, that's when it becomes a light bulb moment for me. Is there another way to think about this? Is there another thing to pray for here? Because I've just been going with my old defaults or with what conventional wisdom has taught me or what somebody hammered into my head when I was very young that I've never actually really examined. And what if in some circumstances, patience isn't the answer? I just don't believe it always is the answer, or that our patience should be indefinite. And so when I read Jerry Lynn's words, I learned to pray not for patience, but for resolution. It was such a lightning strike that I knew it was a message I wanted to heed, or at least think about. So I'm posing it to you today. I am sure that there is a situation in your life where you are doing your best to be patient. You are waiting for an answer from a human or from the universe. And that answer does not seem to be forthcoming. It seems like a lot of silence. And could we think about that situation differently? Could we ask spiritually or like literally, earthly, for a resolution? That maybe that is what we need to ask for in order to actually receive it. Who knows how long we will be sitting in this unknowing? And while you can't always force it, I don't think that asking for a resolution will immediately bring it. But why are we so afraid to ask for it? Why does it seem more virtuous to sit in uncomfortableness instead of taking what small amounts of power we have back to say, no, I'm ready for this to go ahead and wrap on up. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready for an answer here. So this Sunday's stillness is about patience or resolution. I want you to take these thoughts to your journal or to your meditation. I want you to just think, if a situation hasn't immediately already come to your mind, think about where your patience has worn thin, where messages of your past that are forcing this patience could actually be harming you, and that you have the right to want, and in some cases demand, resolution. It's strange to me that even in this modern time that feels risky. It feels tempting fate, like it feels high maintenance, uppity to demand resolution. And I trust you to know the difference between the situations where patience is absolutely required, and that is the prayer, and the difference between that and when there is no resolution because a resolution has not been demanded. I hope that these words from Jerry Lynn have been a light bulb moment for you. I hope that this gives you a new angle on something you've been sitting in possibly for a really long time. I don't know that we're meant to have patience for a lifetime in every scenario. I don't know that patience is always the virtue it's painted to be in every scenario. So I hope you think about that this week.